Hello, everyone. It's great to be with you again.
Absolutely. So last month we were talking about healthy choices, and we talked about last month that we would extend that talk about healthy choices and look at it from a different view. And this time, as Gail said, it's what to do when your healthy choices cause reactions. And what we mean by that is reactions in you or reactions in other people.
So when we talk about a healthy choice, we don't mean to say that this choice is a better one than another. It means that some choices create painful consequences for you, and some choices create blissful, constructive consequences for you. In the Earth School, both of them are learning opportunities. There's nothing you can do wrong in the Earth School, but you can create pain for yourself, and you can create health for yourself. So when we're talking about making healthy choices, you can substitute for that when you make choices that will create constructive, blissful, wholesome, sane consequences. So the question, is it not, beloved, is what happens when you make a choice that you feel is a choice that comes from a loving part of your personality?
Yeah.
You feel is a choice that will create constructive, wholesome consequences, and somebody reacts to your choice.
Or you have a reaction yourself to your choice. It brings up certain parts of your personality. It can be both ways.
And we say, when we say somebody reacts to your choice, that means that the personality you're talking to has a frightened part that becomes active. And that frightened part determines the words and the actions of that personality. And this is important to remember, because most people say, I became angry, and they don't stop to think, well, actually, a frightened part of my personality just became active that's angry. Because it's not you that's angry, it's a part of your personality. And that's important to remember, because when you look at it that way, which is an accurate way of looking at it, you have a choice. You don't have to act on that part of your personality, even though it is angry, even though it demands that you act on it in a way that will create painful consequences for you. You don't have to. You can recognize it as a frightened part of your personality, and even while you're experiencing it, choose not to act on it. That is creating authentic power. That's how it happens. But it's not an event, it's a process. So as you make healthy choices again and again, which means challenge frightened parts of your personality again and again, they begin to lose their control over you. And you move beyond the control of them, which means beyond the control of your fear. That's the process of creating authentic power. That's how we are evolving now. And that's what everything that you will learn in Life School calls and in any of the events that the Seed of the Soul Institute, which means, well, you know what that means. it means all of us who are creating authentic power together. All of the things that you will learn from all of those events and all of the books that Linda and I have written are about creating authentic power. So now we have this one particular approach. What happens when you're creating authentic power and you make a choice, you challenge a frightened part if one became active, or you act from a loving part if one was active, and you discover that another personality reacts?
So what happens then? I'm sure we all have experiences like that. And so let's talk about that a little more. In fact, I'd really love to hear first when a situation like that has come up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when has that happened? In fact, just take a moment to see when has that happened where you've made what you feel was a healthy choice and you had reactions and they were so significant to you that you still remember them.
Somebody else had reactions.
And it's so significant to you that you still remember it. So let yourself go with one time that happened. And then we can talk about it from there, and you can let us know what you learned from that, or if you did. So let's just, if you can, close your eyes. If you can't, it's fine, but just allow that time when you thought you made a healthy choice and there were reactions from others that were difficult for you to experience.
And what we mean when we say if you can close your eyes, we mean if it's safe for you to close your eyes. So, of course, if you're driving, you don't. But you might be in a public place where you don't feel comfortable. So be safe, and if you can, close your eyes and recall a situation such as Linda's just described, which means you responded with love or you acted in love because the loving part of your personality was active, and a personality that you were interacting with reacts, which means a frightened part of it becomes active. When did that happen to you? When was the time you recall best?
So when you get that in mind, look at what you learned from that happening. And if you feel like you've fully explored that or not. So we're going to talk about it briefly, the situation, but we're going to talk more about what you did and where you're at with that. So what I'd like you to do is raise your hand so we can begin to talk about these different things that have happened. Raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad, and we'll talk about that and just see what happened and where you're at with that now and where you can go with that. So go ahead and feel free to raise your hand, press 1 on your keypad, and we can have a discussion, because these calls are really about us interacting and really looking at what we're doing and co-creating. What is it here that we can learn from each other? And so we're really looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Go ahead and do that now. Okay, I'd like to call on Robina. And by the way, don't be shy. Don't be shy, because this is really a way to engage and learn things about yourself. And if you're brand new on the call, I see there are some new people. It looks like new people on the call. We'd love to interact with you. Okay, Robina, hi.
Hi.
Okay,
so I'm challenging the frightened part because I didn't want to do this, but I really felt I felt pain in my stomach when you were asking about this. So what came up for me was when I was working, and for health reasons, I needed to take some time off, and I asked for leave from work, and I had a lot of frightened parts about doing that because it was a really busy time. And I did it, and the response that I had expected to get was not what I received. And then when I returned to work, I asked to go back for a reduced schedule because that was what I knew was best for me. And again, what I expected to happen was not what happened. It really triggered a lot of frightened parts in me. And when it happened, and I saw that the frightened part that came up is I turned into this victim of like, oh, I gave you all of these hours and, you know, 5 years of my life, and why aren't you doing this? And so then it was like, and it was really interesting when it happened, because I saw when I was interacting with this person, I lost my voice, and literally, like my voice went out, and I had this frightened part that would come up when I was talking with him, even though I knew that I had made a choice from a loving part of my personality, when he reacted to it, because it was very different than how our relationship had been for 5 years, it really triggered frightened parts of me that I would slide into. And as I was thinking about this, as you were asking this question, because even though I don't work with this person anymore, our children are best friends and I still interact with him. I still have frightened parts that come up that I'm thinking about interacting with him. And now that I'm like building my own business, I have these frightened parts that find it challenging to really be honest about what I'm doing in my business because they fear being judged by him because it's so different than what my profession it was. And so that's what kind of came up for me as I was sitting here thinking about what you were talking about.
So it sounds like you still feel distance from him, from what you said.
Yes. Yeah.
And now you feel uncomfortable about actually talking to him with excitement about what you're doing.
Correct.
So you have a frightened part that distances yourself. So that's really fascinating, isn't it? So you made a healthy choice. Another person had probably had frightened parts active. And
right.
What happened to you is that a frightened part came up in you that you haven't let go of yet.
Right.
Well, it hasn't let go of you.
Yes. Yeah, and it's really, and it's really strong around this person. Like, it really gets triggered when I'm around that person, and and I don't know why I'm so challenged to challenge that frightened part and just, you know. Like be honest and own who I am and step into it with that person.
That's a good question. Of course the answer is fear, right?
Oh, I know it's fear and
sure.
I know that frightened part is fearing judgment of him, you know, that he's going to judge what I'm doing now and I know that if he is judging me, that it doesn't have anything to do with me. But, like, I know this, but still that frightened part of me has such a strong hold. And, like, my stomach hurts so bad right now. It's just burning, like, this hole in my stomach right now.
Right. So knowing all of that, feeling all of that, you're in a great position to step back and see what a remarkable experience of the Earth School this is.
Oh.
The Earth School will always present you with opportunities to grow spiritually that are appropriate given the wisdom of the choices that you've made. So you might, or a frightened part of your personality might have thought, there'll be no problem when I say I need some time off. After all, we've been together for 5 years, our kids are friends, and I've done a lot for this person, I've done a lot for this company, and suddenly you encounter a frightened part of his personality. That is your, right. That is your opportunity to challenge your reaction. His reaction is his issue. His reaction is creating difficult experiences for him. But that's creating authentic power. Even if he knows nothing about it, living a healthy life is his responsibility, not yours. But you living a responsible life, a healthy life, and creating in love rather than fear is your responsibility. And he's giving you the opportunity. He's giving you a great opportunity because now, after the event that activated this frightened part of your personality, it still hurts in your third chakra. So this is how the Earth School works. If you feel that the Earth School is going to give you a free ride because you're learning how to create authentic power, well, in a way, you're right. But the free ride is painful because you're learning how to create authentic power is going to encounter your experiencing all the parts of your personality that prevent that, that prevents you from loving. And not only that, it wasn't only your third chakra, it was your fifth chakra. That stopped working the way that you would expect it to work, and that it does work when you're in a loving part of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
So your your friend has given you some wonderful opportunities, and it doesn't really have to do with him. This is the Earth School, and
right.
It will all give you opportunities to apply what you're learning about creating authentic power. And if you don't do it, well, you don't change, and so you continue to hurt when the frightened parts of your personality that are controlling you are active. But when you do use what you've learned, you begin to challenge that frightened part. It still hurts, it still comes, it still has all of its thoughts, but as you challenge it again and again, it doesn't control you as much. And eventually, you'll be able to relate to that person, even if frightened parts of his personality are active, in a way that doesn't cripple you, that doesn't cause your voice to fail, that doesn't cause your stomach to feel like it's holes being burned in it. This is all for you. It's all for your benefit. And I'm saying this now to everyone who's listening. All of the experiences that you encounter in the Earth School are for your benefit. They support you in growing spiritually. And you are becoming quite knowledgeable about authentic power because you realized immediately that another frightened part of your person, or quickly, that another frightened part of your personality that is a victim became active.
Mm-hmm.
And it began to give you all the experiences that you know now victims experience. Resentment, judgment, anger, frustration.
Distance.
And you begin to get an insight into the fact that, into the possibility that frightened parts of your personality had put this person or an image, its image of this person on a pedestal. And when this person, surprisingly to you, had a frightened part of your personality knock that image off the pedestal and it fell all the way down to the bottom and broke. And that led you resenting, judging, whereas before the victim was, the savior search maybe, was the savior searching part, was idealizing someone or imagining that they don't have frightened parts like you do.
Or at least expecting that person to behave in a way that your frightened part wanted it to.
Exactly. And then when it didn't, then it begins to demonize that same person. It's not the person, it's an image that this frightened part is holding of that person. And it makes it a villain. It makes it someone who's, you don't want to be around. It's painful to be around. All this is a remarkable lesson. And I'm so grateful to you, Robina, for having the patience to spell it out for us so we can all see what an experience in the Earth School really can offer and what the Earth School does offer again and again and again. Most people that have experiences such as this, which means a sudden eruption into awareness of a frightened part of the personality in reaction to someone else's frightened part, don't capture the power that it's offering them, the perspective that it's offering them. It's a perspective of peace and health and love and acceptance, more than acceptance, proactive acceptance, because while you're judging someone else, which means while a frightened part of your personality is active, you can't support that person.
I was just thinking of
and supporting other people when you're in love, literally, is where the fulfillment and bliss comes into your life.
And I know that's what you want, Robina, because you wouldn't be in the Authentic Power Immersion Program if you didn't want that. I'm clear about that. And can you imagine what it would be like to challenge your own frightened part that's been creating this distance and actually having a loving conversation, even more than a conversation, a loving energy toward your friend? I mean, that's really the goal, isn't it? Because then you're challenging your own frightened part. It doesn't matter whether he does or not. What matters is that you're doing that, that you're creating authentic power. And when you do that,
You never know what will happen. If you were to talk to him from not from a frightened part, but from a loving part, you don't know what that would open up in him. And then that goes for everyone. I'm talking to everyone about anyone they feel distanced from. But
and the point is, you don't know what will happen. Like if you have a part of you that expects your friend to say, you know, I never looked at it that way, Robina. I'm so happy you're talking to me because I felt distant from you too. Pardon me, that's one possibility. Another is, yeah, I've been thinking that about that a lot. In fact, I've really resented you a lot since then because you don't know what was happening just at the time and you impose yourself. And you see what I mean? He could react again.
Right.
But if you are attached to him being in a certain way, then you'll always be in a position of pursuing external power, of wanting to change someone else so that you'll feel better about yourself. But you are creating authentic power so that you can challenge fear in you and cultivate love so that you can live in bliss, in peace, in creativity, no matter what someone outside of you is doing.
Right. So your focus is on changing yourself.
Exactly.
Not changing someone else.
That's right.
Your frightened parts only want to change other people. But you want to change
mm-hmm.
yourself.
So if you do decide to talk with your friend, know what your intention is. Is it to enjoy making a reconnection, or is it to challenge a frightened part of your personality? And then you'll be free.
I mean, that would be the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. You'll be free to be there for whatever you experience in the Earth School, whether he appreciates you or has another frightened part of his personality active.
Yeah, so thank you so much for that beautiful, really wonderful to talk about it in this way because it really illustrates what a lot of people may be experiencing. So I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robina.
Yeah,
by the
thank
way,
you for your
that,
support.
You're welcome, Robina, because I feel that it illustrates what everyone experiences.
Absolutely.
And throughout most of their lives. Until they reach a point where they start to pay attention to their multisensory perception and they realize that new goals, new ways of doing things are possible for them. But it takes work. It takes the creation of authentic power, which is what everyone on this call is either doing or experimenting with doing.
Exactly. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'd like to call on Barbara. So we'll open up the microphone for you, Barbara. There we go. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Welcome
Sweet.
To the call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so I think, I'm sorry, I've got a pretty bad cold and if I start coughing, I might have to, you know, just kind of bail and mute for the good of the order. But I think that thank you for the last caller, because I think that what she described pretty much fit for what I was going to talk about. The part I think for me that's kind of left over in all of that is when I was in a work situation with a person that I supervised, and things went really bad, I have to say. It was a very, very, very difficult situation. And I think I got triggered. I reached out for some help. I didn't get help. I didn't get support that I needed during the time. And so this whole thing played itself out. The person that I was working with just refused to talk to me. I mean, shut down, refused to talk to me. Some other really kind of weird stuff happened. And I was later told that I was being bullied, which I didn't realize. But in that place, I guess that kind of made sense until I drove my car into a ditch and said, oh, my God, now this is when I really need to get some additional help. And I guess the question I have is around if I had been aware that I was in this victim place, you know, what, how could I have done it differently? How could I have had that perspective or cultivated that perspective or just, or so maybe that's the question. How does, how, in the midst of that, being triggered in that fear place, how does one become aware that that's even happening? I mean, that's kind of a loaded question maybe, but in retrospect, if I were to be there in there again, which undoubtedly I will be, knock on wood, that...
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We weren't sure that you could hear us. So that's a great question. And I had a couple questions. Have you, I think you're new on the call. I don't think I've seen you before on the call, or have you been on a call, like a school call before?
I've been on a couple of them.
Oh, great.
I haven't spoken before, okay. But I've listened to several, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So you've read The Seat of the Soul?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. So it's really interesting, isn't it? So reading The Seat of the Soul and actually practicing it is really what we're doing on this call is talking about how we practice creating authentic power. And that's what the Authentic Immersion Program is about. That's what the Journey of the Soul is about, our 5-day program. But your question is really a good one. And so when you say that you were a victim, how I interpret that, if I feel like I'm a victim, I know that I'm in a frightened part of my personality. I know that that is fear. So my job is to challenge that part of me. In other words, not let myself act from that place. I can't stop it. It may come up in me. I may feel it. I may notice its thoughts. I may feel painful sensations in my energy centers. But I do know, I can tell, because of the thoughts and because of the pain in my body, that I'm feeling like a victim. And I may be trying to get agreement from other people that I'm right about that. But what the most important thing about creating authentic power for me, Barbara, has been to see that every time I have a frightened part of my personality active, and we'll say in this case that feels like a victim, that I am being controlled by that part of my personality, and that doesn't have anything to do with what happened outside. It has to do with me and my decision whether I'm going to let that part of me control me again, or if I'm going to decide to become a healthy person, to not feel like a victim, to really look at it from a different point of view and see that the universe is offering me this opportunity that I'm having right now to help me to learn about myself, that it really doesn't have to do with other people. And that's a hard one to get. That's hard to understand, especially when you're in the middle of it and it feels like it's true. What happened is, if this did happen and, you know, and I was bullied and, you know, and other people say that I am, you know, and I feel like a victim. Instead, what we're saying is, put the focus on yourself to change that part of you that feels like that. Because once you change that and you begin to act in healthy ways, it's going to make a huge difference about how you are with people and how you see things and how you speak to someone and what you do. Because you're going to be choosing a loving part of your personality that doesn't feel like a victim and never has felt like a victim, but can say things in clear ways, in ways that are in integrity, and will do that. So that's really what we're talking about when we're talking about creating authentic power, really telling the difference in yourself, because it's so easy when you're in a frightened part to feel like it has to do with someone else, but it doesn't. So I'm hoping that's helpful to you. You can meditate on that for a while, just see if that's possible and to see what you can do. As you have these feelings, to see how you can do it differently in yourself, because that's going to be really, really important. Beloved, did you have anything you wanted to say to Barbara about that?
No, I feel you've really supported Barbara well. And I hope that's helpful to you, Barbara. The thing is to recognize in yourself what's occurring. Which means if you have a frightened part of your personality that becomes active, or a loving part, because when you can do that in yourself, you can recognize it in others. You can recognize it that in this person who has withdrawn and shut down and been labeled as a bully by someone who has watched her, you can begin to see that's not really the case. The case is this person has frightened parts of her personality. They're so strong, they're controlling her behavior. And when that happens in you, you know how much pain you're in. Well, when it happens in someone else, they're in that much pain too. So what I'm saying is that as you begin to know about yourself and to really become familiar with your internal emotional dynamics, it begins to open compassion in you when you see other people controlled by fear.
Yes,
as well.
Indeed.
Because you know that they're in a lot of pain. And that doesn't mean you become a savior to them or you try to change them. That's the pursuit of external power. Just like we said to Robina, we say to you, this is the life, this is the Earth School giving you an opportunity to learn about yourself, not about the person you were supervising. It's you that's in pain when you see this person coldly ignoring you or turning her back. What happens in you? If it's painful, that's a frightened part of your personality. And that experience is being given to you so that you can experience it, challenge it, and move beyond its fear. Because until you can, you won't be able to give the gifts that you were born to give. So thank you very much, Barbara, for deciding to ask a question this time.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to being with you on another call.
So good to have you on the call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to call on David. Next. David, I'll let you know when your microphone is unmuted. Not yet, but it will be. There we go. Okay, David.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Gary and Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
So yeah, what came to me was a few years ago. I guess I hadn't talked to my oldest daughter in quite a while. It had been, I don't know, 8 months, maybe longer than that. And then she called me on the phone and had an urgent need for some money. And I remember when I was talking to her, I had a frightened part of my personality that wanted to give her the money. But then there was another part of my personality that didn't think that was healthy for her or for me. And I told her that, you know, we hardly ever talk, and it seems like the few times that we do talk, it's usually about money, and I don't want our relationship to be about money. And I just can't really give you an answer right now about this. And she hung up, and I didn't talk to her for 2 years after that. And so I still feel like that was a healthy choice. But I noticed when I was thinking about it, at the beginning of the call, I still had a lot of pain come up about not seeing her. And I almost felt like crying. So that was definitely a strong reaction that she had and that I had. But I'm glad that I had the thought about her, because she did reach out to me recently, and I'm going to see her after this call. And I know now that part that still is so attached to her is still with me, and I want to set my intention to really be conscious and be with her from a healthy place this afternoon.
Oh, what a powerful day this is. That you're going to your daughter after so long, and her frightened part was so upset with you that she wouldn't speak to you for years, a couple years.
Yeah, and it's been seven months since I've seen my daughter that I'm going to see today. Okay. So it's still been a while.
So what an opportunity you have now to choose from love to be with her, and to see how that goes. It's really a powerful time.
It is, David. And I would suggest that you look at your intention for speaking with your daughter. Is it with the anticipation that now her behavior and her orientation will have changed and she'll say, Dad, I'm so glad that you wanted to talk to me and you were patient enough to wait 2 years or 2 years and 7 months or whatever this long time was that I shut the door on us? That would be a wonderful feeling experience. But what if she says, Dad, the reason I'm finally calling you is because now I really need some money, and I need six times the money that I asked you for last time, and I really don't want to ask this because you were sort of cheap last time, and I really need the money this time. In other words, what happens if she's still in a frightened part of her personality? Well, if it causes a reaction in you, that's for you to challenge. Whatever your daughter is in, feeling love or feeling fear, that's for her to cultivate or to challenge. You can support her if she's open. You know that, if she's open. But I'm suggesting to you that you look at your intention as you speak with your daughter, because there, and remember what you already know, words have the power to do so much healing or so much damage. And to look at your intention as you speak and as you share. And if it's from love, cultivate that. If it's from fear, you don't need to act on that. That's just the experience of a part of your personality that originates in fear. So we'll send you love and your daughter love.
Absolutely.
This is
thank you.
Yeah, as every moment in the Earth School, this one has the potential for a great deal of healing.
Yeah,
and especially
I think so.
In you. Yeah.
Absolutely. So there are quite a few people who have their hands up. What I'm thinking, before we take any more questions, experiences. What I'd like to do is have you get into your small group, so you get to talk together about these things. So everyone has a chance to talk about what your experiences are, because we won't be able to get to everyone on the call. So and then after that, if there's time, we'll take more questions. And we know who you are that have your hands up now. So this is what I'm thinking. You have this opportunity right now to be in a group of people in groups of probably four or five people. You'll have an opportunity to meet each other, to see who's on the call with you, and to talk about the things that that we're talking about right now. You know, what's come up for you because of this. In fact, I'll lead you through a little exercise so that you can kind of work with that. So. So what I recommend is that the first thing we're going to do is have you actually introduce yourself. And if you're new on the call, what happens is you're in a group of four or five people. And what I want you to do at the first is to introduce yourself to each other. No one else will hear this, just the people in your group. And there are a couple of other people who will be on the call who will come into your group sometimes and just check in and see how you're doing. And if you need any support in your group, you can press 5 on your keypad so we know that you need some support in your group, and someone will come over to your group if they can do that. So the first thing we're going to do is remember to have your authentic power guidelines when you're in the group. So you can just have them in front of you and be aware of how you're talking, because this is all about learning how to create authentic power and being in spiritual partnership with each other.
And if you're brand new and you don't know about the authentic power guidelines, you can download them at seatofthesoul.com. And then keep them with you until the next call. Put them on your fridge. Put them by your bathroom mirror. And experiment with them. And then bring them with you to the next call and practice with them.
Indeed. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to ring a chime. And when I do, that means that all the microphones are open. And so you can talk to the people in your group. So you'll just be talking to them. And I'm going to do that now. And I'm going to give you about just like 2 minutes to introduce yourselves to each other. So I don't mean 2 minutes apiece. I mean 2 minutes all together. So that each of you just say who you are, and then I'm on the call, and you can say where you're calling from if you want. And so we're going to do that. We're going to open up the microphones right now, and I'm going to go ahead and ring the chime. So go ahead and do that right now. Oh, not open yet. When they're open, not quite yet. We'll just wait just a moment until the mic clicks. There we go. Go ahead and do it now.
Hi, this is Joe from Atlanta.
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Doug, you went first. Is that what you said?
Yeah, this is Doug from Atlanta.
Okay. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Wow, how many people are on
this?
Hi,
this is Sarah from South Dakota.
Okay, so who's next? Who's next? Yeah.
Hold on.
Hi, I'm gonna close the mics down a minute. Something happened, and I don't know what's exactly going on. So let's mute everyone again. And we're gonna try this again. I think there was a little glitch in the system, but I'm not sure. So what we're going to do is and try that again. Okay, let's see here. Okay. So let's try it again. We're going to open up the microphones and let's just see what happens
and,
now.
And you should only be able to hear the three or four people that are in your group.
In your group.
And not everyone, like just happened.
Okay, go ahead now. Okay, everyone, we're going to now mute you again. And we're going to go through an exercise right now. So this is what you're going to be doing in your group. So right now, so last month we did an exercise regarding you making a choice that you knew was healthy but created painful consequences for you and others. But this time it's going to be different. So now what I want you to do, if you can, close your eyes, if it's safe to do that where you are, and just rest for a moment with your eyes closed if you can. And if you can't, it's fine. Now think of a choice that you've been avoiding making because you feel it would hurt someone, or you feel you could be rejected or abandoned. Be with that for a moment. You know that this choice would be healthy for you. So just get that in mind. What would it require of you to make this choice, to make this healthy choice? What would you need to do? Ask your intuition, how could I make this healthy choice? Do that now. And ask yourself, am I willing to make this choice now? Let it come up quickly. Now imagine yourself making this choice. So now, the next part of the exercise is sharing with each other. So what I'd like to do is have, I'm going to open up the microphones in a moment, and I'm going to have the first person in the group, whoever jumps in and just says, share about what you learned from doing this exercise, to share about what you learned about yourself from doing this exercise. So when I ring the chime, you'll have 1 minute to do that, and then I'll ring the chime again when your minute is up and have the next person do that so that everyone gets a turn. So we'll make sure that everyone gets a turn to do this. So I'm going to begin with, go ahead and open up the microphones now, and then I'll ring the chime and you'll have first person just jump right in. And so there we go. You've got a minute now. Okay, now it's time for you to switch to the second person. Don't worry if you haven't finished what you're saying. We'll come back. You'll have a chance to come back to that. So go ahead, number two person, go ahead and share what it is that you're learning from this exercise. Do that now. You'll have a minute. Okay, now it's time to let the third person share, because I want to make sure everyone gets a chance to share. So share about what you learned from doing this exercise. Go ahead and do that now. You'll have a minute. Okay, now it's time for the last person in your group to share. So go ahead and do that. And you'll have a minute to talk about what you learned from this exercise. And then we'll tell you what's next after that in your group. So go ahead and do that, last person. Okay, everyone, we're going to close the mics just for a moment. You'll get to get back in your groups. We're just going to close all the microphones just for the moment. You'll get to continue sharing. But Gary and I just wanted to say a couple of things. It's been so good to be on the call with you today, and I just love the things that you were sharing. And I would have loved to have heard everyone, but I know together you guys will be able to share, all of you will be able to share what it is that you're learning. And that's just so exciting to be practicing together.
Yeah, so if you had a question and we didn't have the opportunity to call on you, you might experiment with asking that question in your group and see what the group might be able to offer you in the way of support, especially if there's people in the group.
And you can also send us the question if you don't feel
That might be better, because if there are people in your group that haven't been, that aren't familiar with authentic power, they might not be the best people at the moment to support you in creating authentic power. But I would suggest
The practicing is always important.
Practicing is always important.
Absolutely.
Provided you know what you're practicing.
And what we're going to do is, first of all, I just wanted to say that our next class will be, our next Life School call will be in 2019, January 5th, just so you know. So put that on your calendar if you don't already have it on there.
9:00 Pacific time.
That's right. And so I also wanted to say, just in case some of you were thinking about coming to the Journey to the Soul, our 5-day retreat, it's over 3/4 full right now. I would highly recommend, if you have a friend or a family member or you want to come yourself, to be thinking about getting into it as quickly as you can so you don't miss out on that event. So let's see. The other thing, so what we want you to do while you're together, just to talk about the thing, just to continue talking about what we've been talking about today, because I feel like you'll be able to talk about your insights that you've had from the call, your insights you've had from doing the exercise that you just did with each other, that you did yourself and that you shared with each other, to just see where it is that in your life that you can make healthy choices and then look at what happens after that and how you can change yourself rather than trying to change other people. Beloved, do you have anything you'd like to say to end the call?
Oh, it's a joy to talk about these things. Just pure joy.
Absolutely.
And it's wonderful to be with you again. We'll be with you again January the 5th, unless you're in the API, and then you'll be interacting with each other, maybe with us also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we'd like to do is open up the call just for a moment for everyone to, and you can stay on the call until 10:30. If you can stay that long and you're really having a good interaction, you could stay till 10:30. And just talk about these things, because I don't know any better way than to practice with each other and really practice creating authentic power and in spiritual partnership, because you may find in your circle that someone's going to have frightened part active, and that you'll need to say something to them. I mean, that's really exciting to be able to do that, to be able to practice with each other, so that when you're out in with your family and at work and things like that, you begin to be able to practice easily creating authentic power. You begin to see that the frightened parts of your personality are your avenues to spiritual growth. They're not obstacles. They help you to see what you need to do. And then you begin to create with loving parts of your personality. So it's all so exciting and good to be able to do this. So we're going to go ahead and get off the call right now and let you go ahead and continue with each other to share what's going on. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the microphones, and when I do, you can begin talking, and I'll let you know by ringing the chime. So you can go ahead and open the microphones. All right, everyone, bye for now, and go ahead and be with each other.